those who want to go, they go. But the women are called for tea at 4:30 or earlier. I don't know what day. 4:30. But you are free to go at any time. And with the men, I can continue even after that, if they want to. So this is about the blue. I don't think we'll be able to go out at least today. Then the caravan. Had you been in the, you sleep in the caravan? You rest in the caravan? Have you? No? Huh?
Just walk, yeah.
Just, yeah, I see, yeah. So this caravan also has a very, very beautiful story connected with it, which I, it's a very long story, like a detective story as we were talking this morning, but I'll tell it to you in short. How Baba, coming to Baba, you see, we come across through so many things like this, but Baba at the same time points out, not because of this I am what I say I am, but in spite of it I am that. But so we share it just because sometimes it gives a sort of it's a sort of a help or a sort of a recreation to our mind in seeking companionship with him. So that's the only, could be the place for these stories connected with Baba, although some of them may have some profound meaning of their own. They do have. So this caravan was used by Baba, I think maybe by the end of 1949, when he was in the new life, and the four companions, the women companions of his new life, were Mehra, Mehru, Dr. Gahir, and Mani. So for four of them, this was used. So I was told that Gahir would sleep, rest on the floor, while Mehra, Mehru, and Mani would use those three benches that are in there, and there were two very strong bullocks that would drag the caravan, and the building of it, and so many things connected with it. But the main thing is this, that when it was put there, maybe in the mid-70s, a Baba lover from the States sent this stained glass window that is fixed there. And so it was there, and as I said, well, I looked at it and I said, it looks like Baba, and it was there and placed there, and Gahir is the one who looks after these things. And after some days I found that it was fitted there. So I would just say during my tour that this is Baba's new life caravan, and this stained glass window is sent by a Baba lover. But after 7 years, Baba revealed entirely a different story about it, which was most amazing and is still most amazing to me. What happened, that it was sent by a Baba lover named Karen, who was here in 72, and on her return to the States, she stayed in London, completed the course in this stained glass, whatever school it is, and she prepared the first piece of art of Baba, which is here. And when she was going to purchase the things for this, she happened to meet an English boy named Drew, and he helped her in selecting all these things. And he said, I have also a kill, I can fire this glass for you, which he did, and he handed over back the pieces to Karen, and there she fitted everything, and it came here in 74, and then it was placed here. So that's the outer story that we know. But then in 70, by the end of 78, I think, we received a letter from an unknown person, an English boy, and he wrote, this is the gist what I remember from the letter that he wrote to Adi, Baba's secretary, not knowing who else are to visit, and that was a nice thing for them. One morning, to their amazement, they find that after they had their coffee, they are looking for the valet, which would be generally on Jews West, it wasn't, or at some other place, so it wasn't there. And they thought they might have left it in the coffee house or restaurant, where they go back and they find it's not there. And they were so distressed, because in it was their, what you call, passport, then traveler's check, And everything was in it. The whole thing was in it. So everything is gone now, even how to pay the bills. And they were just touring in America as tourists. They had no friends. So they said, what to do? And so they happened to spend night somewhere in great disgust, and they reached their place in the hotel. And there, to their amazement, they find a message from someone whom they did not know, saying either to collect the pouch or come and see me. I don't remember exactly what he has said. So he, later with whom he married Mara, Drew and Mara, they went there. They met Karen at the place. And Karen is an artist who was going to attend some performance by that road, and she, while driving in the car, the one who was driving, sees something on the road. So somehow they managed to stop the car. It was not an highway. They got it. So when she opened the pouch, she found that this person has purchased an address of someone from whom they had hired the car. So she phoned that man, the one who had hired the car from you, please inform him that he had lost his pouch in which he has everything that he should have by traveling, and ask him to contact me. See Baba's ways? How can such a thing, and perfect timing? So anyway, he comes, they talk with him, but it was a gap of 7 years. They couldn't recognize each other. They couldn't recognize each other. And when he gets back in the car, he tells, I think I have seen this girl somewhere. So he said, let's go back and check. They were going to New Mexico, to South. I think after going to New Mexico, or when they came back, they again met Karen, and then it turned out that it was the same Karen whom he had helped in purchasing the things and for whom he had fired the glass. Mm-hmm. And then he said, well, but who was that? Who was that? He said, Meher Baba. They had heard of Satya Sai Baba. He said, what Meher Baba? And he wanted to tell her something about Meher Baba, but knowing the person, well, some even say he's my godfather, grandfather, whatever it is, if the picture is there. Just yesterday I read in a letter, the picture was there, and the children, she's a teacher. So they would come and ask, is your grandfather? He said, no, he's my godfather. Anyway, she tried to express something of her feeling, and then, but he would come, but who is he, who is he? And then she says, Meher Baba, but what is he? And in the end she said, well, he is the Christ come again. So he writes in his letter that we were agnostic, we were not after religion or anything, but when we heard this, so we were a little surprised. And when she said he is the Christ, he remembers one story connected with a piece of Jesus Christ which he had fired. That means he said, after finishing about that time my career, I prepared one piece of art about Jesus, and when it was complete, I found that there was one deformity in it, as a sort of a bubble that got into his head or something like that. One air bubble has got in like this. And then when you say that he is the Christ, again there is that mystery of a bubble in here also. So when I just computerized everything and fixed everything, and the timing was there, when the alarm was about to ring, I fell asleep. And when I woke up, I checked and I found that it's overfired and the piece must have been ruined totally. And so somehow I looked at it, and when I allowed it to cool down, I found there was still a bubble. There was a mystery of a bubble in it, how it got in it, but it was right in his eye, which looked like a tear of compassion to me. And when you say that he's Christ come again, I just feel that, is it that same coming again? Is it that tear that shows that, oh, I must go to Mehrabad, and I must go and visit that place? And there was a long letter wherein he said that, and So we were amazed how such a thing could happen over a period of 7 years. Those who are destined to come, it's not necessary that one must come means he becomes a Baba lover or anything. Whatever connection he has with Baba, so they do come to Baba and they are benefited also by it. And so he did come here. And then of course a lot of story, the letter was read before him, because people think that when we tell Baba stories we exaggerate the facts, and out of love we just say more than what has happened. And so Arash said, let the letter be read right before him and let him say if he has to say anything. He said, no, whatever I have written is exactly right. The only thing that Gary Kleiner pointed out was, he said that the possibility of having a friend in states was 150 million to 1. He said it should be 200 million to 1. That's what it was. Yeah. So that also is there. So when you have time, you can just, and that's also can be used for rest. Whenever you are here, if you feel like resting, you can also be in the new life calendar.